The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is the true food, and my blood is the true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I think it's five Sundays that we are listening to the St. John Gospel, especially chapter 6. Did you read it already? Yeah? Okay, good for the choir. Did you read it already, the Gospel, chapter 6, St. John? I know Victoria read already. No? Okay, it's your task. It's your task. Before that you die, you must read chapter 6 of St. John. Please, read it. This is the fundamental of our Christian life, especially with the Eucharist. It's the fundamental, the theological fundamental for our celebration. Because some people come here and they don't understand what happened. Adult people, not the kids. The kids I understand, but adult people sometimes. This is because the church insists in cycle B with St. John instead of St. Mark for 6 weeks is the gospel. The chapter 6 is the fundament. When I read the chapter 6, I imagine St. Paul and I imagine St. John preaching to the people after resurrection, not before the resurrection, after. And years, many years, not immediately. I don't know. Only the Holy Spirit, I think, they had the Holy Spirit enlighten them because they trying to preach, to evangelize the people with the experience of Jesus Christ who died on the cross and who raised up the third day. Can you imagine that for people who didn't know Jesus? He said, what is the man, Jesus? Because years. And St. Paul, because today, did you hear the second reading? The letter for the Ephesians is another task for you. Read in the entire letter because it's the Christian life. And St. John explaining to the people that Jesus was the bread of life. Can you imagine that? For us, maybe you say, no, it's just easy for me. I understand. But it's not only understand and it's to live, to understand, I think it's easy. No, you read, okay, yeah, we might, okay, yeah, I'm intelligent, I know what is that. But we need to put in our hearts the bread of life. I am the bread of life. Who eat my flesh, who drink my blood, has eternal life. Do you believe that? Yeah? Do you believe that? Are you ready for the Eucharist every Sunday? Do you prepare hours before that you come here? For example, yesterday you thought, oh, tomorrow is the Eucharist, the most important celebration that we have Sundays. Okay, and you say, okay, I think I need to wear that blouse or skirt or because it's a special celebration. Did you do that or no? Jeans or, yeah. Because we need to prepare to come here. Not this is the last moment you say, okay, go, because it's Mass. And like a crazy people fighting and arguing. And no, we need to stay here and meditate before the Mass. You say, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Why that people is coming here with me? Yeah, it's a little meditation before the Mass, because it's the central celebration, like a Christian, like a Catholic. And we need to recognize that Jesus is the bread of life, my bread of life, our bread and life. Because our celebration is in community, it's not personal. It's not my Mass, like a priest, or not Stephanie Mass. Like some people say, Father, this is my Mass. Oh, really? I say, okay. We don't have Mass, personal Mass. We don't have. We have community. We have assembly celebrating the faith, the same Lord, the same God. It's the experience, the wisdom, the first reading today. You know, it's a connection since the Old Testament. The wisdom prepared a house, a table, something. Why? We are here in that house that the wisdom prepared for us since in Old Testament. And the New Testament, St. Paul said to the people of Ephesians, he said, I like that. St. Paul is my favorite. He said, watch carefully how you live, not as foolish persons. I like that, because we have a lot of foolish people. Yeah, sometimes I am foolish. I am sometimes. Yeah, St. Paul said, don't be foolish. Pay attention. God is here. What happened with you? Are you? Yeah. I imagine St. Paul preaching with the people and say like cachetadas. Yeah, away. Yeah. Yeah, because he's trying to pass his faith, his celebration, the bread of life. Because people, every day, they have meeting together. Not like we call now Mass, but they have. Because remember the Last Supper. Do this in memory of me. We are here because Jesus invites the people, do this in memory of me. I am the bread of life. I am the true life, the true life. But it's not only in my brain. I need to put in my heart, in my life, in my family. I need to believe that my family is the bread of life. It's spiritual. Is my family the bread of life? Is my family the real presence of Jesus Christ? Because we have a big problem, I think. When we receive communion, we receive the body and blood of Christ, and at least for 1 hour, we have the body and blood of Christ in our body. At least 1 hour later. It is important when we finish the Mass, and we maybe gossipy and say, oh, did you see? Sometimes we did, no? Sometimes I did. We need to put attention and say, no, calm down. You are the body of Christ now. You are the bread of life now. You have Christ in my body, in my heart, in my mind, because we receive the bread of life, the real presence. This is because we need to be prepared before the Mass and say, I am ready for receive communion. Sometimes people came, they don't know. Especially when we have certain funerals or quinceañeras or, yeah, I know. That girls need to, I ask, did you do the first communion? What is that? I say, okay, put them in hands here and receive that blessing. But this is, the family need to show the girls and the boys that Jesus Christ is our bread of life. The Mass is committed for us. Our special committed is the Mass, because before the Mass and after Mass, we are the body of Christ. Before and after Mass. Because He is with us all the time. Amen.